Hi, my name's Julie Kelly, and you're joining me on The Higher Realm, the podcast where we discuss and debate all things spiritual. Please subscribe to the channel so you can keep updated on all the latest topics that are going to be discussed in the future and on future podcasts. But for now, why not put your feet up, have a cuppa, and join me in The Higher Realm. So this week's topic is going to be around the big question, the existence of God. And I think we've all sat across the table, haven't we, at some point in our life and debated the meaning of life or whether God really exists. Now for centuries, this topic has been discussed by all the great theologians, philosophers and scientists, and it'll probably be discussed for a few more centuries to come. But in fairness, there seems to be a wide range of arguments for and against the existence of God or deities, don't there? Different people view this question, and it's a really big question, in so many different ways. For example, you know, in terms of logic, and I always look at things logically, I don't know about you, but it seems quite something to think about this man with long white hair and a big white beard sitting on top of the clouds waiting for people to arrive at the pearly gates. Now, I'm not saying that's not possible. It could be very possible. But it seems confusing for me from this angle because, well, I don't know about you, but I often wonder, well, why haven't all the people fell out of the sky? And why is it that people worship this man so much when nobody seems to have actually seen him? And I guess from a logical point of view, it does seem quite remarkable. But then we look at things from an empirical viewpoint, where, for example, people might have shared their experiences of what they believe to be a deeper connection with God in some way. And maybe they've shared those experiences as part of a research program, or maybe they've just shared it in church, shared their experience with others. But in terms of research, when we look at it from an empirical viewpoint, data has been gathered to look at similarities in these experiences and what they mean. So if you've experienced a deep connection of God, what has it meant to you? And this is what we're going to look at during this podcast, and I hope in the feedback afterwards. Now, for some people I've spoken to, they've described their experience of God as being through many different forms, some being music. You know, I've had people say to me, well, I was going through this difficult time in my life and this piece of music came on the radio and I just knew it was God's message because this was the piece of music that my mother or my great aunt Sally used to listen to. And I just knew it was something from God. Or maybe a situation happened at the perfect time. Or something symbolic has happened in your life that has just made you know that God's around. It could be something like a feather falling from the, well, from nowhere, from the sky. Or sounds that sound like celestial music, you know, that we associate with angels. And of course, angels are meant to be associated with God. So there are many different ways in which people relate to their deeper experience of God. But what exactly was it that when this experience happened, what was it that told you, if you've had this experience, that it was God? How did you know? And this is what I'm looking at in these podcasts, or in particular this podcast. But about 3 years ago, I set up a group over on Facebook. And this group's called the Tibetan Buddhist Discussion and Debate Group. Now, of course, from the name, you know that the main topic is Tibetan Buddhism. But we always end up talking about a whole range of different spiritual issues. And one really popular topic that's come up for debate ever since the group started has been the existence of God. Now, as you can imagine, this sparks a great conversation, especially amongst members of our group who are, let's say, Christian or Jewish, where there's absolutely no question about the existence of God. In our group, we've got over 1,000 members now, all of different faiths, cultural backgrounds and religions, but all of them have an interest in Tibetan Buddhism. You see, Tibetan Buddhism is really eclectic. We accept every religion. And, you know, even if you're a Christian, you can still live a Buddhist life. And that's why many people are becoming involved or interested in Buddhism, because it gives that bit more freedom. But I'm not talking in this podcast just about our group. I'm talking to everyone listening to this podcast, because for some of you, every single deed, every word that you speak, everything you do is done in God's name or under who you believe to be the watchful eye of God. So it raises a few eyebrows when I start to talk about the Buddhist school of thought, which doesn't accept God as creator. Now, I've been asked so many times, so you must be an atheist then if you're a Buddhist. Well, actually, no, because atheism, in its broadest sense, means an absence of the belief in God or the existence of God. And if we look at it less broadly, it is, at the very least, that God doesn't exist or deities don't exist. And when we look at it in a narrower sense, it's just, well, there are no gods or deities. But of course, nobody actually knows. So my position as a Buddhist is not to disregard the existence of God. It's just that we don't accept God as creator. Now, the reason behind this Buddhist school of thought is because in Buddhism, we accept causes and conditions. And this means that everything, whether it's a happening, which is a phenomena, material or living, has to come from somewhere. It has to have a root cause in order to exist. So nothing, according to Buddhism or the Buddhist school of thought, exists unless it comes from somewhere. Now that seems logical, right? So the Buddhist school of thought around God as creator is that if that God is a person, which I have to admit, a lot of my Christian friends do use the pronoun when they talk about God. He, Father, Saviour, Lord. I mean, even the Lord's Prayer is our Father who art in heaven. But if God is in this human form, then from a Buddhist perspective, he must have been born, or at the very least, come from somewhere. So therefore, he could not have created the universe. But you see, then I've spoken to people who are also Christian or Jewish, or even Islamic, where God is at the forefront of faith. And some say that God is an energy, and that they would see God as omnipotent or omnipresent, which means that God is all around us, inside us, and that he is an all-knowing, all-loving God. But even if God is an energy, then coming back to that Buddhist school of thought, that energy would have to originate from somewhere, so God still could not have created the universe, because that energy was have to come from somewhere. And therefore, this kind of validates the Buddhist school of thought. Now, Buddhism, however, particularly Tibetan Buddhism, it does teach us, and this crosses over again, it does teach us that we shouldn't accept anything that's taught to us, even if it's taught to us by the highest masters, until we've at least been out there and tested it for ourselves. Because by accepting something that you've never tried and tested, well, it doesn't make any sense, does it? I mean, that's like buying a sweater from a shop when you've not seen it, but just because somebody says it's nice. It sounds quite ridiculous. So the Buddhist school of thought is that we shouldn't really accept any teachings unless we've experienced it. And then, of course, if it fits, that's great. And if it doesn't, we just forget it and get on with our lives. So you see from this podcast, there's a whole range of different perspectives and viewpoints on the existence of God. But where do you stand on the big question about God's existence? I'd be really interested to know, so please leave your feedback. Or you can even join me over on the Facebook group if you'd like. Again, it's the Tibetan Buddhist Discussion and Debate Group. Now, if you'd like to be a speaker on the podcast, we can arrange that through Anchor, which is where the podcasts are generated. You can drop me a line at earth.medic@yahoo.com. That's earth.medic@yahoo.com. And let's have a discussion about what it is you want to talk about, because this week we're talking about the existence of God. But in the next podcast, it's going to be something completely different related to spirituality. But for now, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. You have a great day, and I hope you join me again soon.